Today, the crippling high-rise disaster continues. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, the truth is that recent high-rise construction in many Australian cities are riddled with defects, and someone needs to pay a rectification. This surge in high-rise apartment construction happened as building certification was privatised, costs were cut, and poorly trained workers employed. As a result, we have a litany of increased building floors and quality concerns such as cracked foundations, water leaks, balcony defects, and flammable cladding. In fact, according to the New South Wales Building Commission Strata Survey, more than half of newly registered buildings since 2016 had at least one significant issue and will cost an average of $331,000 to correct. The Strata Community Association New South Wales found that waterproofing was the most common major issue, followed by fire safety, and also discovered that around one out of every 10 buildings had structural and enclosure difficulties such as roof or facade floors. Examples, of course, include Sydney's Opal Tower and Mascot Towers, which were evacuated due to extensive cracking and has cost millions. Building regulation consultant Bronwyn Weir has cautioned that an enormous problem has developed whereby thousands and thousands of apartments have serious defects in their buildings. Some of these buildings could potentially be a write-off. We have a systemic failure that is quite difficult to unravel, she said. And engineer Leith Dawes warned that purchasing an off-the-plan apartment in Australia has degraded into a game of Russian roulette because of the numerous building faults that are frequently overlooked. Similar structural problems have been uncovered across Melbourne, including leaky buildings, mould and faulty balconies, and you can add to that Canberra, Gold Coast, and many other locations too. Now, these problems have cost owners and taxpayers millions of dollars to rectify, but the problems are widespread, and many individual property owners are now being caught in the crossfire. New research by the Australian Apartment Advocacy Group has found that somewhere between 50 and 60% of new apartments nationally have defects, which is said to contribute to the need for special levies across the country. Buyers across Australia say that they've received huge bills for urgent maintenance works that are not clearly indicated before purchase. That's according to a report in The Guardian. Industry experts say an increasing number of strata property owners, who can include apartments, townhouses, and villas, are facing extra payments on top of regular levies to pay for maintenance. What I'm seeing more of are buildings that need to raise large sums of money at short notice, according to Amanda Farmer, a strata lawyer in Sydney. She said that 90% of the disputes she deals with now involve failures to repair and to maintain buildings. I'm seeing owners being completely blindsided by a very large bill that they have to contribute to, and they just had no expectation, no warning that this bill was coming. Samantha Rees, the CEO of the Australian Apartment Advocacy Group, said more and more buildings are now realising they have defects and are having to address them proactively. The Guardian cites a Melbourne home buyer named Lucy, who purchased a $300,000 apartment in Melbourne last year as a first home, and she has been stuck paying a $61,000 special levy that she cannot afford. So as a result, Lucy is now working a second job to pay the monthly payment of $2,800 for the special levy, $800 for the regular levy, and $900 in mortgage repayments. And I see the same trends in my surveys, which is one reason why some property investors holding high-rise are seeking to sell. And yet politicians, think tanks, the media, and developers are urging Australia to relax planning restrictions so hundreds of thousands more apartments can be erected in the so-called missing middle of our cities. Their arguments ignore overwhelming empirical evidence that the last decade's high-rise apartment boom was an absolute disaster. But more importantly, individual owners, either living in these defect-ridden buildings or holding them as investments, are facing financial ruin. And yet policy is to continue to bring large volumes of migrants into the country and build more rubbish high-rise to house them. That vicious cycle needs to be broken. The untold story in all of this, though, are the thousands facing financial ruin, having brought in good faith. And as Edwin and I have said on our Monday rants, do your own due diligence before buying, or perhaps better still, avoid newish high-rise altogether. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.